As coronavirus cases continue to rise, a warning from the nation's top infectious disease expert. Plus, as several states wrestle with reopening, a fight is brewing in Louisiana.
One of the real concerns, I think, is that if the number of cases keeps rising and the state decides it needs to take more drastic action, they're worried about restrictions being reimposed and rolling back to, say, phase one, when they could only be open at 25%. And so they really don't want to go backwards.
It's Tuesday, June 30th. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. Here's what's news. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the number of new coronavirus infections in the U.S. could go up to 100,000 a day if people don't follow public health experts' advice to socially distance and wear face masks. Fauci testified before a Senate committee today, telling lawmakers it could get very bad.
If you look at what's going on and just look at some of the film clips that you've seen of people congregating, often without masks, of being in crowds and jumping over and avoiding and not paying attention to the guidelines that we very carefully put out, we're going to continue to be in a lot of trouble, and there's going to be a lot of hurt if that does not stop.
The U.S. is now recording about 40,000 new coronavirus cases a day, with surges in several states, including Texas, California, and Arizona. Today, the Food and Drug Administration laid out its conditions for approving a COVID-19 vaccine. FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn told a Senate committee that any vaccine must be at least 50% more effective than a placebo in preventing the disease. Vaccine makers must also demonstrate the safety and effectiveness of a treatment through a clinical study. Tomorrow, the European Union will begin allowing non-essential travel from up to 15 countries, but Americans will continue to be banned. Our reporter Lawrence Norman says EU states spent days weighing the risk to public health against the economic benefits.
And in this case, you have a real economic interest. I mean, for Italy and Spain and Portugal, the southern countries that have been really badly affected by the coronavirus crisis, there is a huge economic impact from having a successful summer season, you know, on literally on tens of thousands of businesses, hotels, restaurants, etc.
In addition to some countries in North and South America, Africa, and Asia, the EU may also lift restrictions on travelers from China if Beijing allows EU citizens to travel there. And the U.S. Supreme Court has overturned a constitutional provision in Montana that barred state aid to religious schools. At issue in the case was a 2015 tax credit program that subsidized private school scholarships. State authorities had said religious schools don't qualify. Montana's Supreme Court later struck down the program, but today the Supreme Court reinstated it and said Montana can't exclude religious institutions from programs that benefit other public schools. Coming up after the break, the fight over reopening in Louisiana. Across the country, states are trying to balance public health and safety with the economic impact of lockdowns. The push and pull is being felt nationwide, but especially in some states that are now rethinking their reopening timetables amid a rise in coronavirus cases. One of them is Louisiana, one of the hardest-hit states in the nation early on in the pandemic. The state had begun reopening, but is now hitting pause on those plans. Joining me now with more details is reporter Scott Calvert. Scott, before we talk about the fight to reopen, let's backtrack to the early days of the pandemic. Louisiana was one of the worst hit states in the country.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, in late March and early April, the number of cases and the death toll in Louisiana, particularly in the New Orleans area, was just enormous. And at one point, Louisiana, rather, was second only to New York State in per capita deaths. And there were two parishes, which are the equivalent of counties in Louisiana, that had the highest number of deaths per capita nationwide. So it was really bad.
So we've seen cases go down in some of the places that were hit hard early on, like New York and New Jersey, but that hasn't been the case in Louisiana. Why not?
Well, the governor, John Bel Edwards, basically says that people have not been good about doing things like wearing masks and practicing social distancing and staying home when they're sick, that sort of thing. And it's really interesting because, you know, in Louisiana, their numbers basically peaked in mid-April, And you started seeing this sort of steady decline in hospitalizations and things like that. And they really thought that things were going to keep getting better. And they did until mid-June, so just a couple weeks ago. And then it started heading up again. And it's been doing that ever since. So for the last, you know, 2+ weeks, the number of cases has been rising, number of hospitalizations are on the upswing. And, you know, the governor says it's really, really boils down to people not doing those things like wearing masks and practicing social distancing as the state has started to open up again.
Now, amid a rise in cases in several states, especially in the South and Western United States, we've seen some areas roll back or pause plans to reopen. But there is a fight going on in Louisiana over reopening. What's happening?
Right. So Louisiana entered phase two in their sort of lexicon back in on June the 5th. And what that did is that allowed restaurants and gyms and hair salons and a lot of other businesses to operate at 50% capacity. And before that, they had been at 25% capacity. So what happened is early last week, Governor Edwards said, look, I'm going to pause us in phase two for another 4 weeks rather than go to the next phase of reopening. And he said that he was doing that because the numbers weren't looking good, because cases were up and so forth. And so he thought it prudent to pause where they were to try to drive those numbers down. And the issue is there are a number of Republican lawmakers in the state House of Representatives who would like to take away his authority, governors, to operate this state of emergency, because basically what they want to do is to allow local jurisdictions, parishes, and cities to decide how open or not the local economies should be. And they make a number of arguments. I mean, one is that the hospital system in Louisiana is nowhere near being overwhelmed, which was a very real concern a couple of months ago. They also point out that, you know, there's variations in terms of how badly affected certain parts of the state are. And they also point out that a lot of younger adults are driving these increases in case numbers, and that, you know, for the most part, younger people, people in their 20s, say, do pretty well clinically in terms of the virus and COVID-19, and that essentially it's time to, you know, to open up the state more than it is, because a lot of businesses are really hurting.
In many ways, it seems like the challenges several states are facing and that we've been talking about for the last several weeks, balancing public health and safety concerns with economic concerns and the challenges, especially for small businesses that aren't able to stay open.
That's right. And one of the interesting dynamics there in Louisiana is, you know, I talked to the head of the Baton Rouge Area Chamber of Commerce, and they don't support this effort to override the governor's state of emergency, which is basically a petition drive in the House of Representatives. And one of the reasons why they don't is because they told me that they think that they're satisfied with the path that they're on and the way the governor is handling this. But one of the real concerns, I think, is that if the number of cases keeps rising and the state decides it needs to take more drastic action, they're worried about restrictions being reimposed and rolling back to, say, phase one, when they could only be open at 25%. And so they really don't want to go backwards, and they're not thrilled probably with being, you know, at half capacity, but they'd rather do that. And I think a lot of businesses are able to more or less deal with that environment rather than go back to a situation where either they have to have a lower capacity or close altogether.
And what is the governor saying about the petition effort?
Governor Edwards has said he doesn't think that this effort is going to succeed, but he also described it as irresponsible to the point of being asinine. And he thinks it just sends the wrong message to the residents of Louisiana at a time when they really are trying to encourage people to wear masks and be socially distant and things like that. And he also says that if that were to succeed, you know, Louisiana would be the only state other than Wisconsin without a statewide order at this point. And the only reason Wisconsin doesn't have one is that the state Supreme Court there overturned the Wisconsin order.
Wall Street Journal reporter Scott Calvert. Scott, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks, Anne-Marie.
And that's what's news for this Tuesday afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow morning. If you like our show, please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.